This podcast is brought to you by Audible, which features over 150,000 professionally performed audiobooks to choose from. Download your free audiobook today by visiting audiblepodcast.com/truckertom. Tango Tango Papa 1774, September 15, 2013.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you from Roanoke, Texas. So, I went back to work on Friday, and so I was originally, I picked a load up at Rogers, Arkansas that was to deliver actually this afternoon, Sunday afternoon, up in Johnstown, New York, and it was going to be a very tight load. Well, so I went up to Rogers, I don't know, about 3 hours before the appointment time that was in the Qualcomm, around 3 hours before, and checked in with them, and sat there probably a good hour and a half before they told me to back the trailer into a door, and then so I was there probably a total of 3.5 hours before they got finished and before I actually got the paperwork and got out of there. But by that time it would have been very iffy if I could make it to the destination on time. I would have been there. I would have had to have been there 3:30 p.m. Eastern time this afternoon. And since I'd started my day out, I guess about probably 9:15 in the morning, since I started my day out early, that kind of threw a monkey wrench into everything. So what they ended up doing, I kind of warned them that, hey, it's going to be really tough for me to make that appointment. I can't really tell if I'll make it or not. So what they did, they had me made it to Effingham, Illinois. And so I met another, they had another driver set up to meet me there at Effingham, and at one of the truck stops there. And so I met him. He came and woke me up about four, I don't know, it's about quarter after four in the morning, and swapped trailers. And so the load he had came to Roanoke, Texas, and it actually delivers tomorrow being Monday morning, late in the morning, 11:30 a.m. Central Time. So I made it here. I've been here probably, I don't know, at least probably I've been here about an hour and a half anyhow. So something like that. So in any case, I'm here, and they have parking out on the street out in front of the place, and so I'm here, and I'll check in with them in the morning and let them know that I'm here, and we'll go from there. So, of course, it's warmer here than it is in other parts of the country. The temperature, I think, probably this evening, I haven't checked right now, but it's still fairly warm. When I stopped at Anna, Texas, which is kind of up north, fairly far north of Dallas, and earlier this evening to fill the truck up with fuel and to eat, and it was fairly hot and humid there. I'd say the temperature was probably close to 90 degrees, which that's not unusual. North Texas ends up with lots of hot, you know, the hot weather kind of lingers way past, you know, there are other areas where cooler temperatures kind of prevail, and North Texas has, you know, more heat even than we get in Northwest Arkansas, even though it's only, you know, Dallas is only 360 miles away from where I live. There's a definite difference in the weather. Dallas gets lots and lots of hot weather. So, and Roanoke is sort of it's kind of a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth. So, in any case, so I made it here, and we'll unload tomorrow, and then we'll go from there. But that load to Johnstown, New York, had I been able to start out with a clean slate of hours from the shipper there in Rogers, I would have probably been able to make it. But once, you know, burning up the 3 free hours that I had, actually more than that, you know, using up, because you've got 11 hours worth of driving, and then, but you have 14 hours to do it in once you start the clock. And if you sit more than 14 hours, if you sit more than 3 hours to begin with, it begins to eat into the potential 11 hours. Before you have to, you know, and then you have to throw that 30-minute break in there somewhere, because you can't drive more than 8 hours without taking a 30-minute break. And it kind of ate into the time, and it made it very iffy if I would have made it, if I would have been able to make the delivery on time. So they did they found a driver that could make it, and so that's what they did, and we were able to swap. So, I'm sure the load probably got delivered today, and you know, that's, in the end, that's really what matters. With the trucking company, they have to, if they can, they'll try to deliver, you know, get those loads delivered if they possibly can, and in this case, they could. So, but in any case, before I go on, I want to talk a little bit about Audible. Of course, as you know, I'm an Audible subscriber. I have been for a number of years. I've got a lot of audiobooks as a result from Audible. Built up quite a library of audiobooks. And the thing I like about Audible, there's a lot of things to really love about Audible. One of them is that all of the narrators that they have narrating these books are very professional. They're top-notch professionals, and it's not like some amateur pretending to be an audiobook reader. These guys and gals are really top-notch, and they're really performing. They're giving a performance rather than just a reading in most cases. And it makes it possible to, if you have a really good professional reader, it makes it possible to, that much more possible to kind of follow the reading of it, and to sort of be able to absorb the information. And another thing I like about it is that now they have fiction books, and of course they 150,000 titles to choose from. That's a lot of books. And so I like nonfiction stuff. I like a lot of the scientific, more towards scientific type stuff. Historical stuff. Those are the kinds of books that I tend to find the most interesting. But the nice thing about it is that I can kind of go through there and find, if I see a book on there, it's kind of like Netflix. If I see a book on there, I add it. You know, they have a wish list, and I simply add it to the Audible wish list. Once I'm logged in. And it's just a matter of clicking on a button, and you add it to the wish list, and you don't have to try to remember the name of the book, because I'd never do that. I'd never be able to remember it unless I wrote it down. Well, they make it very easy. You just click on the little button, and you've added it to your wish list, and so periodically I'll go through that wish list, and I can, oh yeah, I remember that, and you know, I find these books that I've kind of put into that wish list when I'm looking for a new book each month. And I'm on the one book per month plan. Now they have other plans where you can get more than that. You know, I pay, you know, there's a monthly fee, and then they give me they issue me one credit per month, and then the credit applies. Usually that'll buy books that are, and the books sometimes can be priced, if you were to buy them outright, they can be as high as I don't know, some of them that I bought, probably the most expensive ones, if I would have bought it outright, would have been about $35. So you end up with a nice little discount by being on this one credit per month plan. And typically, I get the credit. The credit becomes available, you know, near the end of the month. They send an email saying, hey, you've got a credit, and here's some recommendations. So I'll go on there, and I'll find a book, and that I really think, and you know, of course they have samples too, sample books, so you can just sample the book, and each book has got a sample, and you can listen to several minutes of it to find out, is this something you really like, would you like to listen to more of it or not? And you know, everybody's got different tastes and what have you, and so they make it very easy to find out if you really like, plus they allow other people, you know, they allow people to comment on the books as well, sort of, you know, give their own little book reviews. That can be very helpful as well. So they really try to make it as easy and as pleasant of an experience as possible. And the other thing is, I like to satisfy my own curiosity. I'm curious, you know, I'm just natural. I find that I have a natural curiosity about the world around me. A service like Audible makes it very easy for me to satisfy my own curiosity. And you know, as opposed to just having to, you know, having to learn something because someone tells you have to learn it. I love learning out of my own curiosity. There's nothing better than to kind of learn out of my own curiosity. And so Audible really makes that possible. So you can get a free audiobook today by signing up, or if you go to audiblepodcast.com/truckertom, audiblepodcast.com/truckertom, you can sign up for a free audiobook. And, you know, start on their, you know, whichever plan you want, and try them out. And if you're like me, I think you'll really like them. Because I you know, once I started on Audible several years ago, that's one of the things that I really make a point of maintaining. Because you know, and once I get that credit, then I download the whatever audiobook it is, and they make it very easy, because if you've got multiple devices, it really doesn't matter if you can listen on your computer. You can, if you have an iPod or an iPad or an Android phone or an Android tablet, they've got apps for all of those. And what's neat is that they have what they call Whisper Sync, so that you can listen partially. Let's say I've listened on my Android tablet, where I do most of my listening. Well, let's say I only get part way through, and then let's say I'm in my pickup, and I'm driving in my pickup, and I've got my Android phone with me, my Galaxy S3. Well, all I have to do is fire, if I want to listen to that book again, and I don't have the tablet with me, it doesn't matter. I've got the Audible app installed on my Galaxy S3 Android phone. Fire the app up, navigate to the book, and it picks up right where I left off. So you can listen across devices, and it's gonna each time, it's as long as you've got internet access, it's going to remember where you stopped listening on the prior device, which is very slick. That's a very slick feature. Because otherwise, it would be, you know, it would be difficult. You'd to listen across multiple devices. Most people have I think, you know, that maybe there are some people that just have one device, but I'd say the majority of people probably have, they're probably like me, or there's at least a good chunk of people that are like me that have multiple devices. And, you know, and I'm not kind of stuck with all Apple devices or all Android devices. I've got a mixture. And Audible has me covered, regardless of how I want to listen, what device. Even if I want to do it on the computer, I can, and it keeps it synced. Audible.com, audiblepodcast.com. We'll get this out. He spit this out here. audiblepodcast.com/truckertom. Sign up for a free audiobook today. So I've got a another kind of a response file from Michael Moss. Because if you've listened to the last couple of podcasts, I played Michael's initial comment, and then I kind of responded to it, and so Michael is responding back. So here is Michael.
Hey Tom, here's a follow-up feedback here for the podcast I just listened to. Your response to my feedback on a past podcast here. And you were saying that the abundance of good, you know, somebody giving you a compliment and making your day can essentially make you so addicted to it, your rotten side of your ego, say, can be addicted to it, and then you need it again and again and again. Well, a couple things. Number one, is it possible to have your day made every once in a great while, you know, maybe once a month, maybe twice a year, you know, and it just makes you feel really good about yourself, but you're still able to control it without it overtaking you, so to speak?
Well, let me interrupt and kind of try to answer that question. What you're going to have to do, you know, you can't just take my word for, you know, just sort of what I'm saying. You know, you can't just take my word for it. You're going to have to learn this for yourself. But at the same time, you can listen to me tell you, hey, it's really a bad idea to get a good feeling out of a compliment. That's really quite a bad idea. You can listen to me say that and just kind of maybe file that away in your mind. And just sort of, if you can just kind of set it aside, you know, because I'm not telling you how to behave. I'm kind of maybe giving you a little bit of a warning. But just kind of file that aside and just set that aside. And you're going to have to discover this for yourself. And, you know, I can't, and if you end up with a good feeling out of a compliment, if you end up with a, you know, kind of getting a good feeling out of compliment, then you will surely, at some point, if you're conscious, you'll begin to understand for yourself in your own way that it's not as a positive thing. It's actually a negative thing. And conversely, the flip side of that is also true. You know, there are people that love being put down. You know, it's sort of the flip side of the same thing. It's kind of like two horns on the same goat. It's not really the opposite. It's really kind of the same thing. It's just sort of flipped around. But there are people that really sort of like being put down, and then they're able to get a judgment value out of that. And so you see that in these so-called codependent relationships, you know, where, you know, someone really is, they'll provoke them, they'll turn, you know, they'll really get, you know, because it takes two to tango in these so-called codependent relationships. It does take two to tango. And so they kind of provoke the other person. Sometimes they'll sort of provoke the reaction or provoke the action, you know, and get that other person to just, you know, badmouth them and tell them how stupid they are, and, you know, and it can even progress into physical violence. You know, and they're being degraded, in other words. Well, at the same time, in the back of the person, in the mind of the person that's being degraded, they're judging. They're judging that person. And so you get this, it's a weird kind of a, you know, it's a way of playing God. You know, God judges, doesn't he? And so it's, you know, it's kind of a weird... weird way of, and the same result is achieved. The wrong side of the ego is served. Whether it's you know, kind of getting high on a compliment, or you know, feeling, you know, getting the judgment value out of being degraded, and you know, so. But you're gonna have to, you know. Just, you're going to have to find this, you know, find these things out for yourself. And, you know, I can kind of, you know, give you my advice and tell you, but at the same time, you are going to have to, if it's going to mean anything to you, you're going to have to come to the conclusion yourself that's exactly how it worked for me. I had to come to the conclusion myself, and then once I did, it was, you know, it's very easy, because some, you know, if I don't end up getting a charge out of a compliment, then I'm not vulnerable on the other end. I'm not vulnerable to someone, you know, degrading me or giving me a bad look or whatever. You know, it doesn't. If it doesn't matter on one side, it doesn't matter on the other side. And so, but you have to come to these realizations yourself. And you do that by being, you know, just striving to be as conscious as possible. But, you know, if you're like me, you're naturally going to do that. You want to be conscious. As opposed to wanting, you know, because it seems that there are plenty of people that just want to sort of be unconscious, and maybe they're looking for some sort of a soothing balm to, you know, kind of numb their ego out. But, you know, in reality, they really just want to remain unconscious. Even though they might say they want to be conscious, there are a lot of people that, if you look at their actual behavior and their actual actions, it's pretty clear they want to remain unconscious as possible. So, but just, you know, take my advice and just sort of file it away. And I'm not telling you how to behave. I can't, you know, and you couldn't do it anyway. Even if you were trying, you know, if you, because trying to do what I tell you is not, you know, that's just as counterproductive. So the best thing, you know, is to get to a point where you have your own self-realization. And that's really what my goal is to sort of lead people, as many people as possible, as many people as I can influence, lead them to a point where they have their own self-realizations. And because I can't realize things for you, I can realize things for myself, and that's it. I can't, when it comes right down to brass tacks, I can't realize things for other people. Other people, each individual has to realize these things for themselves, and in order to do that, you have to want to. So anyway, let's. There's a little bit more of Michael's comment here, so let's listen to the rest of it.
Or if it's once the seed is planted, you're doomed. Curious your thought on that. And is it also possible? You say we're talking about the good feelings. Could it be possible for people to have the need for negative compliments, or basically negativity? What do you think?
All right, well, thank you, Michael. So you kind of veered into, or I guess I kind of veered into the tail end of your comment there about the people looking for negative, you know, because there are people that look for negative stuff. But no, you're not doomed just because, you know, you sinned. You know, because we're, you know, the idea is we're born in sin. We're born sort of separated from our Creator. Adam and Eve, you go back to the Adam and Eve story, and I believe it's true, because there had to be a first couple of human beings. Adam was, you know, he had this perfect relationship. Adam and Eve had this perfect relationship with their Creator. And, of course, what they do, they, you know, lost it. And so we are sort of their offspring. We're born. There's this idea we're born in sin, or we're born kind of separated from having that perfect relationship with our Creator. We're close when we're born, but you know, it's we're still separated, and we have this proclivity to want to play God in our own minds. And so, how do we do that? We do that, you know, the wrong side of our ego sort of, you know, gets high. You know, we're actually sinking. You know, you hear people say, oh, they're getting high, they take drugs or whatever, and they're high. Actually, it's a new low. so, but it's, you know, you're not doomed. Just because, you know, you got a compliment and it made you feel good, you're not doomed. You know, you may end up in the gutter at some point. You know, and that would be possible for someone to, you know, really literally end up in the gutter. The extreme examples of this, of these principles at work, can be seen every day in Hollywood. You know, you look at these Hollywood stars, and because basically what's happening, the fans are the fanatics. The fans are sort of worshiping. You know, they're picking. You know, they're making these people into sort of like a golden idol, like a golden calf, and they're worshiping them, building them up. You know, and oftentimes that, you know, like the, you know, they want a little piece of their hair or a little piece of their clothing, you know, because they want a little piece of their God. You know, they'll try to tear the clothing off of the rock stars or whatever. They want a little piece of their God that they've created. And those people glow, you know, they call them stars. They glow with the light. Where does the light come from? It's coming from the fans, you know, kind of worshiping them. And but you can see what happens. You know, Elvis Presley is a classic example. Another one is Michael Jackson. Elvis Presley began to believe that he was really something special, and he ended up with a huge conflict, terrible conflict with his conscience. And what they'll end up doing then is, you know, taking drugs. Now, he was taking prescription drugs, and of course he was, you know, obviously he had a big food problem. He was eating along with taking the subscription drug, or the prescription drugs, and he ended up dying at a fairly young age. And you saw what it did to Michael Jackson. You know, same type of thing, different, very different details, but the principles are still the same. He began to believe he was something special, and because these people, you know, he kind of took the compliments and kind of took them to heart and what have you, and he began to believe that he was something special, and you know, ended up with the conflict and so on and so forth, and it in the end it destroyed him. And it's repeated. You know, you just look at the lives of most of those Hollywood stars, so-called Hollywood stars, the majority of them, you know, there's, or at least a huge percentage of them, you know, they just drop dead like flies. You know, for very, you know, they're either on drugs or, you know, there's a variety of things, but they many of them die at a very young age. And, So you can, that's the extreme of it. So, but I'm just saying that, you know, you're much better off not, you know, somebody gives you a compliment, learn not to allow that, you know, to get an ego charge out of it. Because if you do, there's always the downside. But it can't be, you can't escape it. You know, you're gonna either, you'll end up being manipulated some way. You know, there's always a negative consequence to it. And but you have to learn that for yourself. You know, just like, as I say, just sort of file it away. You know, and kind of file that away in your mind. And at some point, if you really, you know, you're on your own journey, and at some point you're going to realize that those compliments taken the wrong way can, you know, are a very bad thing. And a lot of times people don't even have to intend for them to be that way. They you know, if someone, you know, in the last, I think it was the last podcast, I played Bruce's comment, and he said, you know, at a young age he was kind of a singer, opera singer or whatever, and people would give him compliments, and he kind of learned to just say thank you and sort of go about his business. And that's really the best way to do it. Just say thank you and go on. But, you know, if you're unfortunate enough to allow that to, you know, you sort of latch on to that, even if the person didn't mean it that way, there are plenty of people that do latch on to compliments and kind of end up becoming really addicted to them, and you know, it's a downward spiral. It's really quite a bad thing. So even though it, you know, from the rotten ego standpoint, it seems like it's such a wonderful thing, you know, that, you know, someone is worshiping me. You know, it's really, what's going on is if you take a compliment the wrong way, you're sort of either the person intends to worship you and you're kind of taking it that way, or maybe they don't intend to worship you. They're just giving you a compliment, but you take it as worship, and it's a very dangerous thing. So, you know, but you know, you have to get to the point where you can kind of understand these things for yourself. And it's worth understanding, and it's worth observing, constantly observing your own behavior. What motivates you? Why do you do what you do? You have to constantly sort of observe your own behavior and try to be as objective as possible to your own motivations, to your own behavior. And then, you know, sooner or later, you're going to begin to see, you know, your own shortcomings. And that's really the whole point. You know, and then as you do, as you're sort of shown these things, then it's, if you look at it, if you have the right attitude towards it, you're grateful to whatever it is that's showing you these things. You actually are grateful, because if you have the right attitude when you're, you know, towards your conscience, you know, this whatever it is that's making you conscious, that's making you aware, if you have the right attitude, then you're grateful. And but you no longer, you know, it's kind of a mysterious thing. You'll find that you're no longer doing those things. And but you can't stop doing these things out of some sort of, you know, your own effort. You can't fix yourself, you know, and that's always a temptation, you know, roll your sleeves up and fix yourself. You can't do it. It cannot be done. And, you know, this sort of strikes at the very heart of faith. You know, are you simply wanting to believe there's a God, that you want to believe there's a creator, or do you actually know there's a creator. And if you know there is, then, you know, it's really a profound... It makes a profound difference in the way you sort of look at things, look at the world, and so on and so forth. And so, anyway, very good question. You know, and it's worth really trying to, you know, to continue to understand this and refine your understanding of it. Because it kind of gets to the very heart of where we sort of go wrong as human beings, and you know, sort of go wrong kind of in relationship to our Creator, and it sort of gets to the, you know, to the very heart of you know, why we're here. Because we're here to sin, we're here to kind of experience where sin goes, that we might be saved from it. So, anyway, so I've been playing, you know, I got this dash cam that I, you know, that I bought in the truck stop, and, you know, before I went home the last time, this number four and Insight, Foresight is the brand that I ended up with, and, so I've been, now it produces AVI files, and so what I've done, I've been kind of playing with it, and so I reduced the file size. You can set it on a minimum file size of 1 minute, 60 seconds. It produces AVI files, and so I found, you know, I ended up also ordering a, from Amazon, I ordered a, it's an Apple, an official Apple iPad camera connection kit. Of course, I have an iPad too, and so you got the 30-pin connector on the bottom, and you simply plug it in. It comes with two parts. There's one that's a USB. You can plug a USB camera in there, and then the other one is an SD chip reader. And so I can turn the camera off, this dash cam off, turn it off, take the chip out, put it into this reader into my iPad, and I also got iPhoto, as well as iMovie, and iPhoto will import, I don't know, at best probably about 50% of those video files will show up. I've got a 32 gigabyte chip that I bought off Amazon, SD chip. So the past couple of days, it's been pretty easy for me to kind of use iMovie, you know, import these videos into the iPad, and then use iMovie to make maybe like a 3 minute video with them. And so I've been kind of playing with that, and that's been kind of fun. then upload it to YouTube. Now, I put up a video last night of this parking lot. There's a Petro truck, this giant Petro truck stop in Joplin, Missouri. So I put up a video of the, you know, some of these, I don't know, sometimes drivers will try to do strange things to, you know, they think they're going to park their truck and they'll really kind of do some silly maneuvers. So that's what kind of gave me the idea. So I was able to, I put together about a 3 minute video, and I put it originally, I put it with you know, this, I have this piece of music. It's Wagner, Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, you know, Ride of the Valkyries, you know, very famous music, and most people have heard it. You know, it's associated with Apocalypse Now, that movie. So most people have heard Ride of the Valkyries, you know, and they've used it in a lot of advertisements, and, you know, so it's been all over the place for years. But in any case, so I uploaded the video, I used that as the soundtrack, and I got this message that the copyright owner of the music had determined they did not want it played on mobile devices. But I guess you know it will play if you navigate to it on a web browser, it'll play. And so what I ended up doing after that, Ian had sent another file you know, that was, you know, is this other music. It's not, you know, it wasn't classical, but it was about 3 minutes long. So I made a video with that, you know, the same video, but, you know, with a different soundtrack, getting rid of the Wagner. And I uploaded that. And then after that, I was able to, then I got the idea, well, what if I find Ride of the Valkyries on YouTube, which, you know, there's lots of Wagner music on YouTube, and, you know, plus other classical music that's already there. That should be fine. If it's already there and it'll play on my mobile device, then clearly it's good, you know, it's good to go. And so that, you know, so that's what I did. I was able to download this other version of Ride of the Valkyries by the Berlin Philharmonic, and I was able to kind of use that as the soundtrack for the same video. So I've got the video up there three times. plus, I've had some other videos where I just used the normal sound out of the camera. Those are, you know, on my YouTube account, so that's fairly easy to find. Just look for Tom Wiles, T-O-M-W-I-L-E-S, and should be able to find me pretty easy on YouTube. But so I've been kind of playing with that, and the iPad makes it pretty easy to put these videos together, from, you know, by importing the video right from the camera, from the camera chip. So that's, you know, and it makes it pretty easy to do. And if, as long as I'm in a really good, you know, in a good Verizon area, it makes it easy. The upload is pretty quick too. So I've been playing with that, you know, when it, and it doesn't, because it doesn't take much time to do it. It's more likely that I'll actually do it, you know, as long as I'm having fun with it, as long as I'm enjoying it. But I guess the moral of the story is, if I want to use music in a video in the future, then I will get the music from an existing YouTube video. And then, because if it's already existing on their system on YouTube, then clearly it's okay. You know, they've cleared it to use, and so then I'll be able to reuse it without any problem. Because if it's on there already and they're good with it, then they should have no problem with me reusing it, or anyone else reusing it. So that's one way of kind of getting around the music problem. So anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off, get it published, and then see if I can't get headed to bed. Hope everyone has had a great weekend. Hope you have a great week coming up. And I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.